Hare Krishna. After describing the glories of the transcendental knowledge, now Krishna is going to talk about the role of faith in acquiring this knowledge. How important it is to have faith while acquiring the transcendental knowledge. So let's see this in shloka number 39.
Shraddhavallabhate jnanam tatparaha sam yathendriyaha ज्ञानं लब्ध्वा परां शांतिं अचिरेणादि गच्छति.
सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग श्रद्धावान, अ फेथफुल मैन, एंड देन ही कंटिन्यू सेइंग तत्परः, दैट पर्सन हु इज अटैच्ड टू और डेडिकेटेड टू ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज. एंड थर्ड वन, संयतेन्द्रियः, दैट पर्सन हु हैज कंट्रोल्ड हिज सेंसेस और सबड्यूड हिज सेंसेस. व्हाट हैपेंस? He acquires labhate jnanam, the transcendental knowledge. And after attaining the transcendental knowledge, jnanam labdhva, after attaining the transcendental knowledge, what he gets? Achirena adigachati. Very soon, achirena, without any delay, achirena adigachati, attains what? Param shantim, the supreme peace, spiritual peace. So here, Prabhupada says, that such knowledge in Krishna consciousness can be achieved by a faithful person who believes firmly in Krishna. So what is that qualification to attain this transcendental knowledge? Firm faith in Krishna, that is what is needed. A very beautiful shloka from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This particular shloka says, Shraddha shabde vishwasa kori kahe sudrida nischay Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai. So this particular shloka says, here the translation of that is given in the purport. Who is called faithful? Who is called Shraddhavan? That person who thinks that simply by acting in Krishna consciousness, Shraddha Shabde Vishwasa Kahe Sudrida Nischaya, just by practicing bhakti, just by practicing Krishna consciousness, he can attain the highest perfection. Sarva Karma Krita Hai. Everything can be attained, everything else will fall in place. If this faith is there, that's what is talked about. Such a faithful man can attain greatest success. So one thing is very clear, that in our day-to-day life, we have complete faith in so many people, so many things of this world, whom we don't know at all. Any Tom, Dick and Harry, we have faith. Anything that is there around, we have faith. Like for example, when a person is endeavoring, say when a person is studying very hard, or the person is working very hard, he has full confidence that yes, I will attain success. I'll get this promotion, I'll get this hike, I'll just take over that person and this and that. Tell me how often this will come true. Now is the season of startups. So where there's every now and then some startup is getting opened in this world. So the people who want to open startups, new business, they keep seeing, oh, that person, he did like this, this particular procedure he took to open a startup. Another person might think, oh, no, that person failed in this particular thing. So what should I do? I should avoid that particular thing and take up to this particular thing and work very hard. I'll attain success much better than what both of them have attained. And the person might badly fail. Why? It's just like that. It's one's own karma and so many other factors are there. But the fact that I'm trying to put forward here, the point that I'm trying to make here is, we have complete faith. Here we can call it as blind faith also. We have complete faith that yes, what I am doing is perfect and this will take me to my goal, and that is success. Yes. But then when it comes to following Shastra, when it comes to following Vedic scriptures, the person actually takes a step back. Why? Here when it comes to Shastric knowledge, when it comes to the Vedic knowledge, perfect knowledge is given, absolute knowledge is given. Just by following that, the person is sure shot he's going to attain success. But that faith is not there. Or that mood doesn't come, that attitude doesn't come, that yes, I should have faith in the scriptures. But then, it's very clear. Anyone who has faith in scriptures, Vedic scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that person, when he learns various things, the facts and figures which are given, the various principles which are given, if someone follows that, automatically that person will attain highest success in life. As we have been telling in various videos, that finally the goal of life is to break the cycle of birth and death. Now to do this, we have to follow the manual. And manual is Bhagavad Gita. So when we just follow the manual, having complete faith on it, then yes, we will attain that highest destination, highest goal. So what is that faith that is needed? The faith in Krishna is needed. That yes, my Lord, my Supreme Father, my Eternal Father, He will take care of me. He'll do the right thing that is needed in my life. He has the best plan for me. Come what may, I need to have faith in Him. We have faith in every Tom, Dick and Harry of this world. And when we keep faith in that person, I'm sure everyone might have experienced. We keep faith in some person and that person ditches us like anything. But then look at Krishna. He never ditches us. You know, we are the ones who are ditching Him every now and then, you know, in every lifetime. But then He's always with us as Paramatma in our heart. He never leaves us. Never. So why can't we have faith in Krishna? When He is there always with us in our heart and He's always guiding us in various ways, why can't we have faith in Krishna? If we just have faith in Krishna and in Krishna's plans, we will actually attain highest success in life, both materially and spiritually, no doubt. And when it comes to spiritually, the person becomes eligible, qualified to break the cycle of birth and death. So it is given that who is a faithful person? A faithful person is the one who has complete faith that just by practicing Krishna consciousness, just by practicing bhakti, I will attain highest perfection. That is, break the cycle of birth and death. Now, another question might be, see, I don't have so much of faith. I'm a contaminated person. Can you please tell me how to get that faith? So here Prabhupada says, this faith is attained by the discharge of devotional service, by practicing bhakti, and by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, which cleanses one's heart of all material dirt. See, this faith that I'm talking about, it is not that we have to go and purchase from some market. It's already there in our heart. That faith is already there in our heart, but unfortunately it is covered by so much of dirt. I'm sure we might have experienced or noticed this particular thing. That suppose, you know, for many years, the house is vacant, and suddenly, you know, we open the place, open the door, and then we switch on the light. So that bulb or tube light, whatever is there, there will be a thick layer of dust that will be there. So we will not be able to see the actual light that is coming, the actual effulgence coming from the bulb or the tube light. Yes. So if someone just cleanses that, then the bulb will be so glowing, the effulgence will be so great. Same thing is happening with us. Faith is already there, but it is covered by thick layer of dust. Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion, so much is there. You know, it's covering. But then when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, cleansing is happening. You know, from all the angles, cleansing is happening. And when finally we get completely cleansed, we'll get complete faith. In fact, in that cleansing process itself, we will see that our faith is increasing day by day by day. And when it is completely cleansed, we'll have complete faith, as it is spoken here in this particular verse. So in this way, when we are practicing bhakti, we have to do it very, very nicely. And with time, we will see that this cleansing will happen. Obviously, it is slow and steady. But then finally, when it is completely cleansed, the person will relish that complete surrender and faith, to Lord Shri Krishna. A person who is faithful to Krishna and who controls the senses can easily attain perfection in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness without delay. See, the person who is faithful in Krishna, the person who is faithful in the process of bhakti, what he will do? He will practice bhakti. And what is bhakti? Bhakti is devotional service. What is devotional service basically? Or what is service? Engaging all our senses in service of Krishna. Now when we are engaging all our senses in service of Krishna, that is Rishika, in the service of Rishikesha, what will happen? The person will become sense controlled. So in this way, having faith in Krishna is very important, and automatically the person will become sense controlled, and that person can easily attain perfection in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, achirena, without delay. So this is a very important point, that somehow or the other, finally see, we boil down to only one point, somehow or the other what we have to do? We have to practice bhakti every single day, without fail, without slackening. Now here Krishna said, that if a person has faith, what will happen? How he will acquire the knowledge? Now, in the next sloka, Krishna will talk about what if the person doesn't have faith? What will happen to him? So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.